As long as they're on the same spot.
I'm trying to figure out when to buy them or not.
Call the meeting board. Please join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our first item on the agenda this evening is a public hearing on a petition to discontinue a street, not a street. The street is 7th Street. 8th Street? 8th. South Allen. I call a public hearing to order. Is there any public comment? Is there any public comment? Is there any public comment? I close the public hearing on the petition to discontinue A Street. Next item is a public hearing on the budget for fiscal year 24-25. Is there any public comment on the budget for fiscal year 24-25? Any comment on the budget for fiscal year 24-25? I'll close the public hearing. Moving on to the agenda, you have the minutes of the August 19 meeting. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections to those minutes? None appearing, I entertain a motion to approve the minutes as written.
I make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
Motion by Cole.
I'll second.
Second by Tim. Is there any discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. I entertain a motion for the approval of the claims.
I make that motion to approve the claims.
Motion by Rick.
Second.
Second by Dennis. Is there any discussion?
I'd just like to say something. As I look through the bills, I would like to tell the department heads that I appreciate those of you that are staying local. And I notice that, like, I see Ace Hardware and I see some Napa and I see some of those places is just spreading that out, you know, like if we're using those, we have a lot of businesses in our community, and if at all possible, if we can purchase them from those businesses just to support our local people here, rather than, I know we can get it for a little bit less in Billings, but if we can support the businesses that are here, I like to see that. And so continue to go to those businesses in town. So.
Any other discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
Motion passes. There's nothing under presentation of petitions and communications. We'll move on to officer reports. Rich?
Nothing beyond what's in the written report unless you've got questions.
Any questions for Rich? Aaron?
Just two things I didn't put in here. Officer Grishup did get the coaching job here in Columbus. And Officer Church is also coaching football over in Laurel for the little guy football. So we got two coaches on our small department. Other than that.
Okay. Any questions for Aaron?
This seems kind of silly, but how many officers do we have on?
Five.
Five. Okay. Thank you.
That counts you.
That counts me.
Okay.
I guess I would like to, I think that's great that we do have some officers that are coaching. It creates that idea of community and doing those things. I'd also like to comment that I love seeing police officers go by my house. And I've seen, you know, since you've come on, Chief Euchre, I see people go by my house more often than I've seen over the past 5 years. And as I walk around town, I like to see them policing our community. I know that there's a lot of action up at Town Pump and stuff, but I still think it's important that we are going up and down the streets of Columbus and seeing what's going on here. So I appreciate your effort there.
And along with that, I like to see him wave. That, I mean, that's just a pet peeve with me. If you wave at an officer, he should acknowledge by waving back. Just...
I get you.
You know, and anymore, that's because I came from a different era in law enforcement.
Right. I don't think anybody's deliberate, and I'm not saying you think you are or you're saying this, but I think a lot of times when you see a cop, and even if you think they're looking at you, they're probably looking at your license plate or the next license plate or something else. So I don't think they're deliberate in that way.
But it's just a public relation here for me. Doing a good job.
Okay, Peyton, Public Works.
Nothing other than we're about a block and an intersection short of finishing the paving today, which they had hoped for. And Hard Rock is pretty much done with the 4th Avenue storm drain. I know they're supposed to seed some portions of it, but looking at that, where it's in front of those driveways over there, I really think the gravel is probably a better bet, maybe some seeding further down once we get past the last housing unit there. So I'm going to address that with them in the morning. I know they have questions about it too, but...
On that project, they had to put some cover over it, so it's kind of a little hump to get into the driveways. It couldn't have gone any lower.
Yeah, well, it was to keep what they had to join up with the existing and get it out of there for the drainage. I mean, I think it'll pack down. It'll settle down even more a little bit, but yeah, it does look a little high at the moment. But
I see you got in here. We're talking about James Carraway.
Yeah, I talked to him.
Wanted to hire him.
He's scheduled to test out, so he's going to let me know exactly when that is, and then presuming that he does, as since he passed the preliminary test, that's why they allow him to take basically test out of his last year of high school. So, and he came and approached me. He was very interested in coming here and working here, and he's been a good employee by all accounts from Scott and everybody else working with him.
I'm all for something like that, but I need some more information before I could say, yeah, it sounds like a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
You just got Kevin today back, right?
Today, yeah.
Kevin just came back from his broken leg about a year, isn't it, for him?
Yeah. No, well, since March, April?
March or April.
March.
But, so, you know, I mean...
It was just put on the radar.
I'd really like to talk to you about that or get more information. I'm concerned about budget, how much that's going to increase our budget, another employee in water and sewer. We're talking about potentially raising rates.
It was more just to plant it in the air, and we'll see. I mean, obviously he has to pass it first, and I don't know, you know, that could be a month from now when it's scheduled.
But he is going to help with the GIS, GPS.
Regardless, yeah.
And when you talk about GPS, GIS, and SCADA, all that we're spending tens of thousands of dollars on is designed to make it easier for an operator. So, you know, when it comes to another operator, I'm wondering if we actually need that once we get all this stuff done. You know, I mean, you can actually run it from Billings. You know,
Yeah.
I mean, almost.
Almost. Somebody's got to sign their name on it.
You're also a water operator.
Yeah.
License, right? Mm-hmm. So, and we got Paul. That's two.
Never hurts to have more qualified, of course, right. Or at least wastewater, but
I totally understand.
That was my only concern also, was the fact that are we in need of another operator? I know that he's done that. I know that you're busy in the summertime, and then in the wintertime it seems to be a little bit less busy. It seems like we've hired a few more people than we've had in the past, so... Just wondering whether that I would want more information also, just to see if that was needed. So
I mean, I think money can be saved when you can, we have the equipment, when you can start digging some of your own water leaks and repairing your own infrastructure rather than contracting it out every time. I mean, the cost savings alone.
That's what Kevin was hired to do as an operator.
Right.
He just started today. So
right.
We're not sure where we're at.
Yeah, and I always just like at least three, you know, you're talking a truck.
Not a water operator, I mean,
right.
Equipment operator.
Yeah. You know, you got a truck, a backhoe, and a guy in the hole, you know, and at least three, then you can start doing some of these repairs and saving a good check.
Did you, were you able to get your truck?
What's that?
Did you get your truck?
Not yet.
You got to approve the budget first.
Oh, I thought we went. Oh, okay. I thought we approved that so you could get him.
Approved it in the budget. I haven't picked him up yet. He was getting them ready.
Yeah, I didn't. I saw them. They were gone off the lot, so that's what I thought maybe that.
Anything else for Peyton? Okay. Ryan?
I do want to address something in my report, just to highlight for council. In the middle paragraph, you'll see I wrote a little bit about the Superfund site. Sheree had reached out a few weeks ago to the EPA contacts. I believe Jessica Smith is with EPA and then Daryl Reed with DEQ. And we heard back from them last week, well, Sheree did. And I apologize, I wasn't at the last meeting. I had to stay home with the kids because my wife was working the night shift. But neither of them have ever heard anything about the project or the plans they have. The Farmers Union does down at the Superfund site. So Jessica Smith had basically advised that it doesn't affect you guys to buy sell, but they approve everything down there. And so I reached out to Heidi and basically said, it sounds like the DEQ and EPA don't know anything about your guys' plans down there. They have to approve everything. And so she had advised that they're working with some consulting firm I named in the letter.
Yeah, Weather Central Environmental.
Yeah. They're going to follow the DEQ and EPA, but they have to approve anything down there. And otherwise, it could be a wasted purchase form. So I have not worked on a buy-sell yet. I'd like to kind of see that go forward first and make sure we're not wasting everybody's time. And there was also some concern from the EPA, Lady Jessica, who basically advised that there's also, they have some issues, I guess, they're looking at the drainage, and that it's not an automatic approval for what they want to do down there. And some of the plans that they were briefly kind of told about, they were a little concerned about. So you're not going to see a buy-sell from me today or probably at the next meeting. I'd like to have Farmers Union finish doing their due diligence. And frankly, I gave them all this information back in May.
I thought it was pretty clear to them, wasn't it?
I spent 3 or 4 hours of research, put every single document, everything together.
DEQ or after you?
I gave everything to her back in May, and for this reason. So that's not going to come for you guys. It's not something I'm putting on the back burner. It's just I think that they need to do that before we do anything, because our name will always be tied to it. To what extent, you know, we don't know that. But I think there are some representations made there, maybe not intentionally, but maybe a little bit misleading. And so I just wanted to point that out for council.
Okay. Sheree?
I don't have anything further than what's in my report.
Questions for Sheree?
I saw that on the pool, it was that we had that. Did we ever find a leak in the pool? Was there any plans of finding that leak over the...
Yeah, we have leak detectors coming in because we had several there, and we want to make sure that we have all of them at one time that we fix.
Is it an easy fix, or is that something that's expensive to...
I don't think it's going to be too bad. It's not, we don't... It depends on how far it extends out, but it appears to be just the surrounding piping around the, what would you call them, I guess the...
The return line?
Yeah.
The jets?
Yeah, right around each jet going around. But the problem is, with when we got up there, that sound is moving around, so you're getting multiple spots. We didn't want to start digging up, it's not there. So we end up just kind of going around. So we have leak detectors coming in, and they have better... equipment, and we're going to fill it up, push some air pressure back in, and they've got a special sensor that can sense, so we know that we'll get all the leaks at one time rather than just two or three, and then we fill it up and think we're good to go, and the summer starts, and hey, there's two more you missed.
Is it from the pressure coming back, or is it just leaking at home and just draining out?
Well, I think it's draining out, but it's hard because the pump keeps going. As soon as that pool gets to a certain level, it starts dropping, and then that pump kicks on, and that's the hard part, is trying to hear and locate anything about where it's going. And the good thing is it's relatively shallow around the entire outside of it. So, yeah, we may have some concrete work, but it's not like you're having to dig down 5 or 6 feet to get to what the pipes are to get them fixed. And we don't need to get in the pool to damage anything inside of it, so to not make a bigger mess.
Well, I just wanted to say I heard tons of compliments on the pool this summer. Most of the kids that are coming back from the middle school had lots of stories about going to the pool and enjoying that, as well as swimming lessons and those type of things. And I've had four or five, my wife included, but four or five people that were older that they did swim aerobics or something. I didn't view that, but I heard that they had a blast and that the Vespa boys that were running that did a great job, and a lot of people really enjoyed it. I think they started off with like 6 people, and by the end they were having 20 people show up for water aerobics. So I think it was much appreciated to have that pool open this summer. So
yeah, the kids did a really good job this year.
Good.
Yeah, Elias Vespach and Payne Brower, is that his name?
Kind yes.
Of, were the two lead
kids that,
managers.
I think on their ACTs, I saw Payne got a perfect 36, and I think Elias got a 34 the year before. So I don't think we're hurting for any of the brains part of running the operation. So
yeah, pretty cool. Is there any public comment on current agenda items? Any public comment on current agenda items? No committee reports, no unfinished business. First item of new business. You have a revised user agreement between the City of Columbus and the Stillwater Soccer League. They just changed the days that they were going to use it. I entertain a motion to approve the revised user agreement.
I'm going to go ahead.
Yes, well, I'll second.
I'll make that one.
Dennis and Rick fumbled over that, and
work on that.
You got it one. You got it straightened out. Okay.
Sorry.
Got a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick? Motion passes. Next item is a approval of a special use permit for a canine connection to host an event, canine nose work trial on October 26th and 27th. Entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Bob.
I'll second.
Second by Cole. Is there any discussion?
Do they have insurance? I didn't see anywhere on here where it said that they had.
They will.
They will.
They did this event last year too.
Oh, they did.
Yeah,
okay.
So this is their second year.
Yeah, as long as they have, yep. It just didn't say anywhere that they had.
They just haven't got it to us yet, but Cassidy's really good about making sure everyone's got it.
So I would just say pending the approval of their insurance that we would approve that.
So that's your motion?
That is my motion, yes.
So the motion is to approve the special use permit pending the receipt of insurance, proof of insurance.
Yes.
Okay.
I guess I was the third person there, but.
Well, we had a motion, right? Bob made a motion.
Bob and Cole seconded it, so.
And Cole seconded it.
We can nay it and then read it.
Maybe this will alleviate. When I did the new forms, it's a requirement as part of the agreement they signed.
Okay, so it would.
Yeah, he wanted the application, but they have to agree to it.
Perfect, we don't need to say it then.
Okay. Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is a task order 21 from Interstate Engineer to provide professional GIS services. Is there a motion to approve? Who was it, Tim?
No.
Dennis?
He motioned.
Multi-directional hearing aids here. Dennis, motion by Dennis, second by Tim. Any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is resolution 855-2024, setting the levy for the Columbus Light Districts for fiscal year 24-25. Entertain a motion for approval.
I'll make that motion. For the approval of resolution 855-2024.
Is this a waiver? Is this a waiver reading?
Yeah, resolution.
Back that up. This is a resolution, and I'll entertain a motion to waive the reading, or waive first reading of the resolution.
I'll make a motion to waive the reading of 855-2024.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
I'll second it.
Tim on the second. Any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
The first reading passes. Next is a resolution also. I'll entertain a motion to waive the first reading of resolution 856-2024. Do we have to?
Yeah, just waive reading, then we'll move, then we'll vote to approve 855.
Oh, not having a good night, am I?
You'll have this.
We don't have to do two readings. We don't have to do two readings. We just have to do it. Yeah. No taking any more days off. Yeah, it's not Monday either. Okay, motion, entertain a motion to approve resolution 855-2024.
I'll make that motion to approve resolution 855-2024.
Motion by Dannon, second by Rick. Any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
Okay. Entertain a motion to waive the reading of 856-2024, adoption of the budget of City of Columbus for 24-25.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, motion to waive the reading by Dennis.
I'll second.
Second by Bob. Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
Okay, we pass the motion to waive the reading. I'll entertain a motion for the resolution to adopt the budget for City of Columbus for 24-25.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Tim.
I'll second it.
Second by Cole. Is there any discussion? Dana?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next is resolution 859-2024. I entertain a motion to waive the reading of the resolution to adopt the tax levy for City of Columbus for 24-25.
I'll make a motion to waive the reading for resolution 859-2024.
Motion by Cole.
I'll second.
Second by Bob. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
Motion passes. I'll entertain a motion for the approval of 859-2024 adopting the tax levy for 24-25.
I'll make that one.
Motion by Dennis?
I'll second.
Second by Dannon. Is there any discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis? Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is Resolution 857, 2024, a resolution of intent for the City of Columbus to increase the solid waste charges. I entertain a motion for to waive the reading of the resolution.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rick.
Second.
Second by Dennis. Any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. I entertain a motion for the approval of Resolution 856, 2024.
857.
What did I say?
Six. I'll make that motion for approval.
Thanks for watching.
857, 2024.
Thank you. Motion by Tim, second by Dennis. Right?
You bet.
Got it. Okay. Any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. And the one you've all been waiting for. Resolution 860, 2024, for the discontinuing of 7th Street. Need a motion for waiving the reading.
I'll make a motion to waive the reading of Resolution 860, 2024.
Motion by Cole to waive the reading. Second by Dennis. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
And I need a motion to approve Resolution 860, 2024.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dennis?
I'll second it.
Second by Dannon. Is there any discussion?
Is there half of it goes to the airport and half of it that's by law? We couldn't give them all.
No. No, and that's how we're doing it because it's adjoining landowners. And so we kind of, well, I put the onus on him to do the research because of his petition. But yeah, since this was platted many years ago and dedicated to the street, it's going to go to the adjacent landowner from the midway point. So we're doing it that way.
I wanted to ask where all of it, given past history, which
usually happens.
Yeah, you were with Heidi a while, probably looking at all that stuff.
Yeah.
Any other discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Any comments not on the agenda?
Can I talk for a second?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
thank you. Didn't really want to put this on the agenda because there's no action items by any means, but just so that I had a few questions tonight even about our parking situation, and I guess I'll just give you guys an update. So appreciate you did the previous resolution. Thank you for that, and appreciate all that you guys do. There's a lot of representation here, and we really do as a company appreciate that. Again, if you don't know me, I'm Kevin Mitchum. I work for Sabine Stillwater. As far as parking goes, the sort of where we ended up was currently we have the Stillwater Mine employees. They're parking in what we call the contractor parking area. That's right at the scale area at the Met Complex. So if you drive down that road before you get to our main building, right between the core shed and the scale, there's a parking area that was already established. That's where our Stillwater employees are parking. And then our Eastboro employees are parking at the warehouse. We did a little bit of work there where we made an area where the semis can come off the street, as there was some concern with the semis parking on the city street. So we did a little bit of work there, and that's pretty much where we're going to stop our work because we have adequate parking. Have heard tonight from the mayor that I guess Town Pump is maybe offering up us parking back there, but that was in the paper, so I haven't read that, so I'm going to follow up on that. And then just so everybody's aware, we looked a little bit, talked to the hospital a little bit about parking over there, but nothing's written in stone. Just had some preliminary discussions. That would be for East Boulder, so the East Boulder employees don't have to cross the railroad tracks and come to the warehouse. So that's sort of where we're at on parking, the parking solid, as I like to call it. So any questions associated with that? Thank you.
Thank you. Entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I will make that motion.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.